Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's me, your best friend, Cole, with One Nerd, Two Noobs. With me, as always, are...
Tim, his dad.
Rohan, his brother.
We're back.
Yeah. Hey, we survived Halloween.
Yeah.
Sorry about not bringing a show to you on Halloween. We got caught up in a bunch of craziness. You know.
Life.
You know. Putting together our, like, full-on, like, outbreak suits and trying to hand out candy. Chasing kids down the street that were...
No.
To give them candy.
Yeah.
Take this candy!
Come back here! Take our candy!
We didn't touch it. We swear to God. We have videos online showing you how we packaged this candy for you.
But either way, so we decided...
We did get some trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, we did get some, so thank you.
So thank you, trick-or-treaters.
Yeah, if you're...
And happy Halloween, everybody, even though we missed you.
Yeah.
We hope happy you had Halloween. A great, safe, healthy Halloween, and you weren't out licking doorknobs or giving free hugs. And if you are, then welcome all our listeners in the ICU unit.
Welcome. Glad to have you. Either way, yeah, so it's November now, and we're doing a fun...
Do you remember? Oh, that's September, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wrong fucking month. God damn it. Is there a November song? No. There has to be a November song.
There has to be.
There has to be a song. I think there's probably a song about every single month in the calendar, isn't there? Wouldn't you think, Cole?
I wouldn't be surprised. Either way, we're doing Inspectors Now as a Thanksgiving game for fun, a two-parter.
Aren't we going to have another one before Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
on Thanksgiving?
Well, yeah, no.
What the fuck are you talking
two-parter.
About?
Two-parter.
Oh, it is?
Probably. With
deuce.
How these games roll.
The deuce.
We don't have one shot. We have
the
two-parters.
Deuce.
A deuce. Deuce Bigelow. We're playing Inspectors!
A very underrated film.
It is.
At least the first one. The second one kind of went off the track.
Yeah,
so
second one was...
I wasn't as good about Europe, but Deuce Bigelow... Male Gigolo was pretty good.
Inspectors! Fighting the forces of the darkness so you don't have to is the tagline.
What the hell are you doing?
November Rain?
Tell them the game we're playing.
I know. But first...
By Jared A. Sorensen.
But first... We have...
No relation.
Cole's Game Review Corner. Cole?
It's me, Cole.
Come on.
With my
it's
game
time for
review.
The... Game review. Pew 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 pew. Those were all the lasers we shot off.
Yeah, all the lasers.
If you were here, you would have seen lasers bouncing all around our room.
Right.
In the the ones that went through the fog machine. From the
oh,
fog machine.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, that takes place in November, huh?
The gales of November come early.
Ah, there you go. There's a classic.
There we go. Nailed it.
Why don't you play that song and I'll read some Dylan Thomas poetry while I smoke my pipe.
Yep.
Yeah. So keep an eye out if you haven't seen it yet, coming soon to a station near you. We have Mudlarking with Skippy.
It's called.
What's the name?
Meerschaums. No, it's called Mudlarking, Meerschaums, and Malarkey.
Yeah, so keep an eye out if you haven't on YouTube. It'll be coming to you at some point in the future.
Before the end of the year, I will have an episode out.
Sometime. We'll announce it on the show when we does.
As soon as I get my my facial topiary in the perfect shape. I'm working on it.
Also, check out on Instagram, if I can find it. Is it cool if I talk about the thingies that certain people are thinking?
What? What?
This thingy, you know, that thingy?
Ron? Yeah, of course. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, on Instagram, check out Deadbeat Rowan. Rowan?
Yeah.
Our main man is making some awesome custom figures.
Custom one-off toys.
Yeah, one-off
and if
toys.
If you're fucking lucky, you'll be able to get one before
yeah.
they're all snatched up. But don't count on it, because they're one-offs.
They're one-offs.
And they're fucking amazing.
But check it out on Instagram. He did a... figure from Trucks.
I thought you were going to tell him about my ferret boudoir photos, but that's okay.
No, not yet.
Okay.
That's next time. Trucks, based off the Stephen King short story, aka The other one version was Maximum Overdrive. This is the underrated version of that.
Was this a TV version?
No, it was gonna. I think. Remember, we thought we talked about it. I told.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was they were trying to sell it to TV, but they realized nobody wanted it,
so it went straight to video.
So they added like extra gore scenes.
Oh yeah, that's
like,
right.
Three scenes they added in.
Yeah, that
there
were.
They feel like they were added in post.
Yeah.
Of like super gory murder scenes when the whole main film in the truck stop has no blood whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I think it was made for TV at first, but they couldn't sell it to anybody, so they added in the scenes and they sold
it on VHS. Wasn't it probably made before all the boom of cable channels too, huh? Where they needed tons of content.
Probably, something
maybe.
Like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. Either way, he has that one, and he also has Acid Sid from the 1990s Pledge Night. They are both amazing, super cool, custom backing. Check them out on Instagram. It's a fun time. So keep an eye out. We'll announce. He's going to be doing a whole line of them that will be up for sale on eBay coming up. So it's going to be a good time.
At some point. We'll
at
see.
Some point.
Hopefully before the holidays.
Hopefully.
For all your holiday shopping needs.
Yeah, for those of you that want
to
get a
anybody
custom like horror
cool
film
to
for
fucking get that.
That horror fan.
Yeah, if somebody really loves you, they might get you one, but, you know, don't count on it. Not that somebody doesn't love you, just that you won't get one. Anyway, moving on, Cole.
Boom. All right, moving on. Game-wise, I got...
Game review.
Game review.
With Cole. Go.
So, I have for you today.
Singing?
Get on that accent.
No.
All right. For you, I have. I just held them up like an idiot, thinking that this was a camera.
Radio visual podcast visual.
Mall Kids. It's an RPG by Matthew Garvelin. I'm bad
Let
with pronunciation. Sorry.
Show it to me. Matthew Gravelin?
We'll go with that. Sorry about pronunciation. If you're ever listening to this and you want us to redo it, let me know.
Gravelin?
Gravelin. I will redo it. But either way.
Yeah, hey, Matt, give us a call. Tell us what your name is.
Yeah.
We'll throw you props.
My name's in the back.
Unless the game sucks, then we'll see. So just hold on and listen.
Yeah, we haven't heard.
Hold on and listen. The review might be like, this is a smoking pile of monkey
shit. Stand by, man.
It should be taken out, and whoever made this should be taken out and horsewhipped in the middle of the street. No.
Have I ever said that about a game?
I'm waiting.
Nope.
I've been waiting.
Mall Kids. It's a RPG about teenagers that work in a local mall or hang out at the mall. It's a diceless system. It's a very fun setting. It explores the teenage years of, like, kids working at this mall, hanging out, exploring, causing trouble. It's a lot of fun. It's very interpersonal, and you, like, develop the characters and learn about each other, and there's, like, scenarios that you can go through and learn things. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it for the, like, just the writing style and the art. It's a fun, easy game to pick up and just play to your heart's content. It is super easy. Nope, 3 6-sided dice. I completely spaced. It's not a diceless system.
So he completely lied and he fucked up the whole review. Start over. Stop the recording. We have to start from the beginning because you screwed up the review.
I'm not lying. I thought this was diceless. I spaced. I'm thinking of a different
game. Damn you to hell! Okay, going on.
It's been a
but
minute.
But it's still a cool game.
Jeez, it's still a fun game. Cool. I'm very sorry. I'm thinking.
Wow, Matthew's disappointed.
I know.
He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
I was reading. Uh-huh. What was I reading recently? Oh, I was reading about Sleepaway Camp recently, and I completely. That was my bad. I was thinking Sleepaway Camp. It involves teenagers too, and I was thinking that. My bet. Another cool game. Talk about that in the future, though. Mall Kids, though, is a very fun game. They have the first one is very easy, straightforward, fun to play. Like I said, you're developing stories about teenagers working in malls or hanging out there and just learning about each other and causing shenanigans and having a fun time. There's that one. There's a PDF update that's online that is about working in the mall during the holidays. And then they put out Mall Kids. More malls, more kids. They're really fun. The art is great on them. It's an indie game, like super indie. Literally, it's just black and white paper.
How much money does it cost?
I can tell you right now. Vamp.
$400.
Yes, $400. Vamp, while I'm looking up the price.
Vamp? What? What? Rowan? What
Vamping.
Does Vamp mean? I don't know.
$8.
Hell, that's a bargain at twice the money.
It really is, yeah. It's a lot of fun, and you can get the PDF.
Yeah, I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking put together a game.
Yeah.
Charge $8?
Vamp?
What's the purpose?
Vamp. So if you want to get everything for this game, all of the expansions, all of the game, like every single thing, even though if you need one, it would cost you like $20 altogether, right?
And that's a pipe fact.
Yeah, that's a pipe fact. $20 altogether, so definitely give it a check out. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it if you're looking for like a fun, easy, like one shot or like small sessions that you can play with friends.
Support your indie game makers.
Super into like fantasy stuff, like D&D and things like that. So yeah, support the local indie scene. We try to play those kind of games on the podcast.
Yeah.
We try.
It's just in general, but you buy them.
Yeah, I buy them.
And you promote them.
Yeah.
And support your indie game makers.
Like, we're going to be playing indie games coming up again, but next...
Support
after,
independent games.
After.
Independent film. Independent toy makers.
Yeah.
Independent middle-aged men that have Etsy stores.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Debbie Rowan on
That's
Instagram.
Not my Etsy store,
and
motherfucker.
Then, you're gonna stick at your Etsy store.
I don't know. I don't remember
Sandy
what it
is.
TIRO.CO. Tyro Corporation.
Tyro Corporation. Check it out. Let's see. Either way, that's my review. For my review of it, I'd definitely give it... it's definitely not a game built for, like, people of all genre fantasies. Because it's like, hey, it's a very niche thing. But it's a very fun niche thing. I would
so
say
out of five,
I'd give it a 3.5 out of five.
Out of five, what? What's your review?
I thought mine was dice. My dice?
I don't remember anything.
No, I know.
Just drop it.
Yeah, never mind. I'm fucking
right.
out of it.
3.5 right. out of five.
3.5 out of five.
That's decent. And the price wise, I would give. That's good.
Yeah, then it helps.
It's worth all of its
helps
money.
Helps out the indie people. Out
exactly,
there.
Rowan. Now it's time for our movie review of the day.
Staring at?
Sandy Peterson.
Yeah.
I recognize that name, and it turns out the guy who created Call of Cthulhu RPG is a level designer at id Software, and he created a bunch of levels for Doom 2. They're the same
really?
Person. I didn't know that.
So he's like a fucking nerd
he's
god.
A nerd.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
He's a deep cut nerd.
Yeah, I didn't know they were the same person. That's strange.
I just looked him up.
Well, we're playing that next.
Well, Sandy Peterson. Kudos to you.
Yeah, Sandy.
You get a gold star.
Movie review.
A fucking nerd.
Nerd.
One of my
movie. Get on down to the movie.
I haven't watched.
Rub you. Woo.
Well, you watch movies with us all the time.
Yeah.
You don't mean
anything. I'm trying to think of movies. We watch movies.
Yeah, we watch a few.
We watch some
maybe
movies.
Three a night.
Yeah.
Oh, we watched that one. What was that one that we watched just recently?
What did we watch?
We watched a goofy horror one recently. It was pretty... It was okay. What was that, Ro?
I kind of think of... Cole, what did we watch?
Oh, you can review that series that we just watched. That's on Amazon. The ghost one with Simon Pegg. And...
Oh, yeah. There's
Truth Seekers?
Truth Seekers. This kind of ties in with...
what we're about to play.
Inspectors. Nick Frost, Simon Pegg made a new show. That's pretty good. It's about Nick Frost plays a ghost finder. And he teams up with a new guy to find ghosts because the new guy has a connection with ghosts. Simon Pegg doesn't have a huge part in it. It's mostly Nick Frost and the other guy. But there's a lot of cool things they did with it.
Good supporting cast, too.
Good cast.
Unusual storyline.
Yeah, strange.
Certain people called certain things from the beginning. I won't say who.
What?
She was... I don't want to spoil it.
Well, you didn't call that.
I called that from episode 2.
It was obvious from, like, the beginning of the thing.
You guys said no.
Because of how she was dressed.
I went back and forth on
it. No, it was obvious.
It was obvious.
But, yeah, okay, you called it. Anyway.
Continue.
The middle of talking.
It's worth saying.
Nick Frost, what was I even saying? You're coming with your stupid called it shit.
You were talking, what?
I was in the middle of talking completely. I can't even remember what I was saying.
You were talking about how it had interesting. It was they did interesting like cast.
Yeah, I mean it had an interesting. It was a very episode. It was all episodic. You should watch the whole thing, but some of the episodes you can just watch by themselves and they're just fun.
Yeah.
There's a second episode's really good. It has to do with number stations.
Yeah, that was cool.
Number stations are a really interesting, cool concept that hasn't been explored a lot. I think Banshee Project had a number station or something in it. But it's kind of a comedic show, but there's a lot of, you know, it can be taken seriously at a lot of points. And it can explore some interesting concepts, which it's enjoyable. The number station and then, you know, transference of spiritual souls into mechanical objects and a lot of interesting stuff. It was an interesting show. I would like to see more, you know, Nick Frost, Simon Pegg interaction because they're better together.
They support each other well. It works.
Same thing with that show, that movie we watched with Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. They've been doing a lot of movies where they're in the movie, but they're separate.
Which one was that again?
The one that Cole watched. The Cole wanted to watch. Slaughter something?
Slaughterhouse Rules.
Slaughterhouse Rules,
yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, they kind of just did cameos, I think.
I think they
were doing that as, like, they liked the idea of it and decided to do cameos for it.
Yeah, it's better when they work together.
Yes.
Because they can be in the same thing and be separate, and they're not... You know, they're okay by themselves.
Not as strong.
But they're not really that great solo.
Yeah. I mean, they...
In general?
I'd say Nick Frost is better at being a character actor, support actor in shows. Like he was in Attack the Block and a lot of things. He plays a good small character role in a lot of things. Simon Pegg is good by himself if he's, like, doing one of his movies. But they're usually like rom-com-y, kind of like
you don't remember
middle-aged man films.
You don't really remember them though.
No.
I don't think of when I think of Attack of Block. I don't think Nick Frost. You know.
Oh, I thought he was great in it.
I don't remember
robbed him.
Him
as the drug
Cuban
dealer.
Cuban Fury.
Oh yeah, I don't remember that.
I don't remember any of their solo things that much. But I do remember the ones where they're together and they work together.
They're better together.
Star Trek.
I don't think of him that much in Star Trek.
Fair enough.
Those movies. He's Scotty, but he's Scotty. So.
Yeah. Oh, I don't ever think of him in Star Trek. I don't know why.
But yeah, check out the show. It's fun. There's some cool stuff in it. They do a good job.
Yeah.
The cast is decent.
The sets are great.
Yeah. Yep. Sets.
What's
sets
his
are
name
good.
Is the dad is great.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah. He's great as the dad. He's funny as hell.
Yeah. Good show. Check it out.
Cool. That's it. We're good.
Got anything else, bro?
3.7
Yeah, because it's not
life
changing.
Like, you know,
but it's a nice if you were looking for something
diversion
to either binge while you're home alone one day and it's you know the first snowed in day and you're looking to binge something kind of funky. It wouldn't be a bad choice
with new lockdowns in certain states.
Or if you're in a new lockdown in a certain state, or you know, let's say you're deciding to have like a 400 person party on your private island with, you know, Kim K and folks. And
holograms.
You're going to do a hologram. Ooh, I want to be a hologram at Kim K's party. How great would that be? Me in a Hawaiian skirt. We don't got a hot tub. Yeah.
We have a hot tub.
We don't have a hot tub.
That's a hot tub.
Can you believe we don't have a hot tub? That's a Kanye West quote.
Really?
Can you believe we don't have a hot tub?
I don't remember that. I didn't hear about that. I'm not up on my Kanye. You know, after I voted for him, he just performed so badly. I was like,
you know, I gave him my support, and he really just dropped the ball in the election.
Yeah, I mean,
he's calling for a recount though, so we can only hope for that.
Oh, let's hope that you know what? Because I think in reality, I think that he has at least 6,200 votes, as opposed to the 6,000 they're giving him.
I think there's more than that.
Yeah.
I think there's surprisingly more votes for Kanye West than we think, unfortunately.
I want to Google this now. Talk for a second.
I think you know what? I think that everybody has the right to vote, but for whoever they want. I think that's totally fine.
But if you
vote for Kanye West, there should be a mark.
What?
There should be a mark on your door. It should be like the reverse of the Passover. You know, a reverse Passover mark. You come outside and there's lamb's blood on your door that everybody knows you voted for Kanye and they can shun you as a human being.
Anyway, let's play the game, Cole.
Anyway, Kanye, just make music.
Come on, Kanye.
Anyway.
Kanye.
Come on, Cole.
Wow. All right, guess how many you got?
72,000 votes.
140.
60,000.
60?
Oh, wow.
60,000 votes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's enough. I don't doubt it. I'm sure there's probably some, like... I'm sure there's probably, like...
mostly in Colorado. No, I'm joking.
I'm sure that there's, like, a... Somewhere there's, like, a well-loved...
See how Cole just insulted Colorado?
A well-loved pit.
No, I mean, I looked it up, and there's a state
that's where
they
he
got,
has
that
ranch.
Like, 8,000,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I'm sure there is somewhere where there is a beloved farm animal that got just as many votes, almost. Some state. You know?
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
Like some town in, you know, just outside of some place in South Dakota, and there's like a beloved, like, pig or something, and he probably got just as many votes as Kanye. You don't think so? What?
Yeah.
So,
comparing Kanye West to a farm animal isn't the best thing.
No,
I would say.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not comparing. I'm saying I'm comparing ridiculous write-in votes and his ridiculous write-in
like
vote is
farm
ridiculous.
Animal.
Well, no, I'd say okay, or then some 14-year-old kid that saved somebody out of a well. I'm sure got just as many.
Okay,
you know,
that's
somewhere.
Better.
That's what I mean. I'm not comparing Kanye to a farm animal. I'm talking about ridiculous write-in votes that people get.
Okay, so
you guys are
anyway,
the ones that have a problem.
Inspectors,
inspectors,
whatever. You guys are so full of shit. All
right. So
fucking farm animal.
All right, inspectors, let's do this.
When did you cut it off?
Let's do this.
So it's time.
That was all gold.
I'll tell you.
Fine.
Whatever.
Let's keep going.
Anyway.
All right.
Moving on.
Well, for those of you who have listened long enough, you know there was a cut.
Yes.
We love you.
We have a family discussion once in a while about things.
Please keep listening. We are trying our best.
Cole's dressed like Michael Nesbitt from The Monkees. That's worth listening for alone. Okay, go ahead, Cole. Come on. Game. Start the game.
So, all right. Well,
nobody even remembers the name of the game at this point.
It's Inspectors. So, we talked for half an hour before we even started.
Let's
the game.
Go!
So,
then stop yapping and start flapping.
It's not my fault. So, it's a cool.
What?
It's a cool.
Speak up. I can barely hear you over the traffic.
Boy.
All right. I'm just telling you, I can barely hear you over the traffic.
It's a disgusting sound.
Well, that was horrible. Thank you. Sorry, folks.
Yeah, let Cole clear
his fucking
throat right
into
the mic.
Just send all your hate mail to
all
Cole.
All the phlegm out of his throat.
Send your hate mail to Cole. You made me sick.
I already get hate mail. So, all
right. Yeah, right.
Now, people listen to this for us.
Yes. Anyway, go ahead.
So.
Now, make it so they can hear you. Use your indoor voice.
So, it's a cool evening night in Portland, Oregon.
And where?
In Portland, Oregon.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said. Go ahead.
We zoom in on an abandoned building. A lone light fills a room on the top floor. The flickering light illuminates a room. A desk sits there, the chair turned away from us. It turns around to show two men fighting over one chair in this shitty, shitty apartment that they can afford to begin their startup. They're here to hunt ghosts, investigate cryptids, fight back demons, and investigate all things spooky.
Spooky.
Spooky. Spooky dookie.
Spooky.
It's all spooky.
Don't make it so spooky.
The sign on the door reads, Sue, Bro, the Natural. Investigators, Portland, Oregon.
Is that a Rowan one?
Yeah, Rowan came up with that name a while ago for something else.
I like it.
And I was like, yes, we're using that.
Two men fighting
over the chair end up pushing each other enough where the chair collapses below them and falls apart. This is their first real headquarters since meeting up and coming together to create this new company.
Is this our first real chair also?
Yes, it's your first real chair.
Hot diggity.
We see the two characters. And why don't the two of you describe what the listeners see?
Rowan, you go ahead first.
So, I look like a dude, about 6 feet tall.
5'11" on a good day.
Blonde hair. 6'1" on a good day. Thank you very much, you douche. Anyway, you know what? Go to dad. I look like me. There you go. I've said my description before. It's the same as every character.
Well, you have to give me your name and all that shit and your attributes.
Read your goddamn paper.
Goddamn.
Get it going.
You got a script.
My name, Bobby Parker Jr. I'm an investigator / leader. I don't have a background, and I'm good with cameras. There you go. Congratulations.
All right.
You insulted me.
And standing next to him.
That's the description you get, fucker.
Standing next to him.
Worth it.
Is a slightly older, middle-aged man. A little bit of a high forehead. The hair's starting to exit. But a little thicker than he used to be. His name is Jeb Turtle. But everybody calls him the Turt. And his background is
unsuccessfully ran in the 2016 presidential election.
Yeah, that's a whole different Jeb Turtle. His background: he used to work at the sewage treatment plant, where he was a button pusher, and a shit mover. His talents and abilities are: he has middle-aged man knowledge, which we all know is deep. Deep, and he has a lack of fear. Well, maybe a lack of fear or a lack of care. We're not sure. And he could take a little bit of pain without bitching about it like a little girl.
I don't know
about that.
What this character is, but all right.
What are you talking about? Excuse me. You know that's the fucking truth.
So this is the interpersonal season where it's just them exploring themselves in this game.
That was disgusting, Tim. What the fuck are you talking about?
Why would you say that, Cole?
Jesus Christ, Cole. I'm leaving the room if you say things like that again. Just kidding, Cole. Cole doesn't understand what I'm talking about.
All myself.
Don't worry, I'll leave you to room. Hey, you can clap now.
Please clap.
Please clap.
Please clap.
Oh, Jeb, if you're out there listening, God, when I think of, like, despair and sadness, there's only one face that comes to mind. So you were successful in one aspect.
You're a winner, bro.
No, you are the definition of sadness at some point. God. But... Really? Okay. Truth be told, if anybody out there knows Jeb Bush and they can get me one of those fucking turtles that he was giving out during his campaign, I'll pay whatever shipping costs are involved. Just get that turtle to us.
Give me that turtle.
DM Cole. Cole will give you the address. I'll send the money PayPal, and you get that turtle in the mail, because I want one. I will frame it, and it will be in a place of pride in our living room. Go, Cole.
So with that, as you break the only chair in the office with a shitty table, you look around you, and I need someone to give me a technology roll to see what your technology is.
Rowan, your technology is what?
I have a 3.
You have a 3? I have a 2, so go ahead and roll. You roll.
What do I roll?
2. You roll a technology. And tell
3
me
dice,
what
right?
Kind of techno-
3 those, dice?
Yeah, 3d6.
Yeah, because you roll whatever it is number-wise, right?
Yeah.
So if something's 3, you roll 3 die.
But it says 6 amazing, 5 good, 4 fair.
That's what you get on the roll on the dice. You're taking the highest number.
Okay.
You roll 3, you choose which one.
Oh, the highest number?
Yeah. You don't add them together.
Well, I got a 6.
Nice. So,
shit.
Amazing. Describe the result.
I got 2
and
6s
gain.
And a 5.
So, amazing.
Critical.
Describe the result and put 2 dice to the side.
Qua?
The result
franchise
is...
dice you can use later on to help you if you
okay.
ever want to roll.
No,
an
put
extra
2
dice.
To the side. So put 1 of the 5. The 1 and the 5.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Just put 2,
I have 2
dice
to the
side.
Oh, we don't need the numbers on them?
No. It's just 2 dice. You gain 2 dice.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Like a possum.
So, as you two look around the room, why don't you describe your pretty good ghost hunting gear? Your, what you use to hunt ghosts and demons and things like that.
Well, we got a flashlight.
We got a camera.
It's a 6. It could be anything.
We got
and in this world,
we have one of those things
real.
That like beep, beep,
a
beep,
proto
beep, beep,
pack.
Beep, beep,
we
beep,
have
beep,
a
beep.
What's your version of the ghost?
What is that thing
backpack?
Called? That sound thing that remember Cole didn't want me to download because he was freaked out about it.
A white noise.
Yeah.
No. It's not white noise. It's a. It's a radio.
It's a wave something.
Radio. What is it called?
It's a you listen to white noise on the radio on it.
No,
you
it
can
flips
hear ghost,
through radio channels.
And
super
you can
fast.
Hear ghost talking.
Ghost radio.
Thing. Yeah, it's a thing. It's an EM. EMS or something like that? EMT? No, that's an
EVP.
EMP.
That's right.
EVP.
EVP.
Electronic voice phenomenon.
I still say we get one of those and leave it on 24/7.
No, it's a spirit box.
In front of Cole's room.
It's a spirit box.
I'm good.
So if they try to get a hold of us, Cole will be there to listen.
So what is this? What's the device you use?
Kill Cole.
Kill Cole?
That's what it would say.
Oh, that's dark. What is the device you use to hunt down ghosts, demons, and other things?
Proton pack.
No, we use a detector. We use video cameras mostly.
Proton packs on the
video
backs
cameras
and
that are on, that are set on infrared, so that we
well,
can see any
hold
movement.
On. What kind of ghost? Okay, you haven't made this quite clear yet. Is this a Ghostbusters type ghost hunting thing, or is this like a Ghost Adventures type ghost hunting thing?
It's
are we literally hunting ghosts?
Ghosts, demons, cryptids, all of those things are
well,
real.
Well, okay, we're hunting them. What do we do with them when we find them?
You investigate and try and... So clients come to you, ask you to solve a problem. You go investigate, figure out what the problem is, and fix it.
We have proton packs. We have guns. We have, slime cannons.
We have a stick.
We have the Statue of Liberty.
Did you say a stick?
Yeah,
a large stick.
What's the stick for?
That we can hit
we're
chupacabras.
Whacking the shit
with.
Out of ghosts if they get too close. I ain't getting slime.
We have everything that the
you
ghost
know, I hold the stick up in front of me and Slimer slimes around on either side, and then I don't get hit.
You have a shit stick, okay.
Yes, I
you do like this thing.
It's the same stick
I
used to use to poke the shit down in the tubes at the sewer.
Yeah.
When it would get stuck. When way
that's
too,
in
when,
a bag
when
in
too
room.
Many people flush those disposable wipes. Yeah, right.
So.
Talk to anybody that works in sewage, they know.
You have a...
They know what I'm talking about.
You have a ghost gun.
Okay.
You got a ghost gun. It basically shoots spectral entities, demons, and cryptids, and you got a shit stick.
A shit stick.
Yeah, well, it's to keep the shit nami from happening.
Yeah. So both... That's the equipment you have. They're in great working condition. Keep that in mind.
Especially the shit stick.
Especially
yeah.
the shit stick. It's got a nice handle now to it.
Yeah. Polished.
Anyway,
because
I'm glad we're right off to a shitty start.
Ron loves the shit stick.
You can't polish a turd.
So,
okay, let's go.
Let me describe the shit stick.
I don't know.
More.
You can leave the shit stick out of this game now. Let's go. There's a shit stick. It's there. We're not talking about it anymore.
Anyway, moving on.
So,
do you know that there's a place called Shitnami? It's a beach.
I want sushi.
I do too.
I have sushi. I used to have it on my hand. I wrote it last night when I was watching Sopranos.
Look at Shitnami Beach. There's a place called Shitnami Beach.
This is why we can't
Shiznami
play
Beach.
It's
so,
Shizunami. It's
yeah,
not
but
Shitnami.
Well, it's close enough.
No, it's not. It's not
now.
Even remotely
where
close.
Where the fuck is this? Where is Shitnami Beach?
Okay. So, as
is
you
it
do
Japan?
Our...
Order sushi.
Oh my god, it's in Japan. We're going to Shitnami Beach. When
so,
we
as,
Shizunami.
So, as you two are sitting there talking about ordering sushi after the last
order
chair
sushi.
Has been broken, you're
yeah.
running low on funds, you spent it all on the fancy gun... and the shit stick.
Okay.
You hear a knock on the
I
door.
Want a caterpillar roll.
Okay. And?
Cole, what roll do you want?
I know.
You have
Cole
an
likes.
Intern. His name is Cole, I guess.
And he'll get a California roll because that's all he ever eats.
The basic of the basic.
That's all he ever eats.
It's
he's,
good. It's
he's
good, though.
He's basically... He is
Come
basically...
On. We all like the California
no,
roll.
Cole, because our intern is basically the pumpkin spice latte of interns. A basic...
Basic bitch. Basic California roll head ass bitch.
I don't need to take this abuse.
You're fired. Get out. You're not getting
that's
a California
it.
Roll.
No California
that's the
roll
end of Cole. Okay,
now, you're getting, now you're getting. Now you're,
fine,
you're getting
I'll go
this.
Open up my own operation.
Now
you guys out of business.
Now all you're getting
yeah,
is
sure,
miso
pal.
Soup.
Well, as he's leaving, you see walking up to the doorway looking at this, looking at Cole leave. You see standing there is a man. He's in a pair of overalls, a button-down flannel shirt, a groomed handlebar mustache, and a what looks to be a very fancy hat on. Very fancy farmer's hat.
Doesn't he
on.
Know that we...
This is called self-insert.
doesn't he know that we... dislike fancy lads in this house?
So you see the fancy
no
lad
No fancy lads allowed.
You see the fancy lad.
There's only room
in.
For one.
You talk
goes,
about mudlarking, you're
be,
out of here.
There could be only one.
He knocks on the frame of the door.
There could be only one.
You know mudlocking videos?
Hey, anybody out there who's aware
mud-larking.
Of mudlarking videos, text in and tell these guys that there's such
you
thing.
Know, I was watching mudlocking. Oh, God
so
damn.
Mudlocking is so fucking cool.
I'm Meerschaum.
Yeah,
my meerschaum pipe. Go ahead, dog.
So with that, you see walking through up the door, knocking on the frame. He goes, "Is this Supronatural Incorporated?"
Supronatural.
Yes,
That's
it
what
is.
I said.
Welcome. Come on in. Have a seat
Step
on the
right
floor because we just broke the chair.
Come on in.
Oh, how quaint! I like your very zen placement of things—a single desk.
It's called
shit
feng shui,
stick.
Man.
Feng
Look
shui.
At that. Feng shui.
I like the guns and the shit stick in the corner.
Feng
ties
shui.
The roof
that's,
all together.
That's his shit stick. Don't root me in with that
feng
thing.
Shui.
Oh, okay. Very well. Very well.
I don't have a shit stick.
Feng shui.
Really? I just got one. It was made by Marie Kondo. Recommended them.
Yes. Marie Kondo, they bring... You know why?
I don't like this universe if everybody has a shit stick.
Because they... They
I
spark,
don't want to be a part of this
they
game.
They spark joy.
It was just centered around shit.
They spark stage. Joy!
It wasn't meant to be.
Spark joy!
But now it's just something. I'm crying. As you're sitting there, he sits on the ground and he goes, I heard that you were open up shop here in Portland. I have a problem and I was wondering if you two can help me with it. Recently on my farm, I've been working on jellies, and I have a little chicken coop. I'm working on
jellies. What?
Jellies, and I have a little chicken coop.
What's
oh.
a jelly?
Jelly.
Make jelly. Make
oh,
it
okay.
You know,
jams,
you know, like when you see a girl walking down the street, and you say, "Must be jelly, because jam don't shake like that."
Yeah.
Okay.
Either way,
he makes jellies and has chickens.
I make jellies. I have chickens.
Does he make
I was
chicken
also
jelly?
Going to expand into goat yoga, But recently I've had the problem. Some of my goats have been turning up dead on the farm. Large scratch marks and feathers have been left behind, and I'm not sure what's going on. I set up a security camera, but when I check it in the morning, it fuzzes over, and all that's left is the dead bodies of the goats. I only have so much money to spend on these goats before I cut and run. So I was wondering what it would take to get you two bros down there and help a fellow man out.
$50,000.
I'm sorry, what was that?
$50,000.
Go and give me the talking one.
No, give him a real quote.
Well, we're dealing with demons.
But you don't know. All he said was the goats are being killed.
It's a goat killer, it's a chupacabra, alright? It's some sort of goat sucker from hell. It's a demon.
How about we do $400 a day plus expenses and lunch? That's $200 a day each. That's not bad. It's like $1,000 a week. That's decent for beginning to start now.
But for contracting, that isn't a lot.
Well, if you don't have any
business... You're in a room that has no chairs and a single desk.
If you got no business, it's good. It's better than not getting any business at all.
Yeah, well, that's some capitalist bullshit, all right?
You can give me a roll to try and get the $50,000.
Yeah, we're going to pay you shit to do this brutal
ass job. Give me a contact roll.
That's how it works, man.
Give me a contact roll.
I don't have a high contact.
Dad,
what's your contact?
2.
Did either one of you put in your talking again?
I have a 2. Roll 2 die.
You
can get a 6.
Yeah,
you can get a 6.
What do you have, Rowan?
I have a 1.
I got a 3s. 2 3s. Both of them 3s. Those are shitty dice.
Hey, roll one
of these.
I can't.
Those are yours.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, they're
for the thing.
It's for
the thing.
Yeah, you roll.
Good way to waste.
3 threes in a row.
3 threes. So, he kind of looks at you. $50,000, really. I can go to an Arby's and get one of those guys to come investigate.
Okay.
Give me a reasonable
$25,000.
Go to a where?
An Arby's.
$25,000.
Arby's, like the fast food restaurant?
Yeah. You get one of those guys to investigate.
$25,000.
He's being insulting.
$25,000 up front, and then that's for 3 days. Every additional day is another $500.
You know what? I'll give you $5,000, and afterwards, another grand every day afterwards.
Okay, I think that we could start with that.
Let's make it $7,000. $1,200 every day afterwards. Let's meet in the middle. That's not even in the middle. It's towards your end.
I want your shit stick.
You can take it. Deal.
Damn it, devil.
Get the shit stick out of the story.
He goes over, takes a shit stick. Ooh, a new handle.
Stupid
and then,
shit stick.
And takes a package of cash out of his coat pocket, leaves it on the table. Little gentleman, I will see you promptly at the farm.
Okay, we're ready to go.
So.
I like how you're just going for his low offer. There's no dickering at all. You're ashamed. You're shameful.
We're a brand new company.
You're
shameful.
I'm the one who's doing all of like the company shit.
Okay.
I have a 1 in contact.
All right, cool.
I'm trying to get us money here.
Let's
do
this.
Yeah, we'll take your offer. $5,000 to face a demon.
Let's do it.
Jesus. Come on, get your shit together. Just a little bit of like.
Okay.
Back and forth.
Okay.
To get the price up a little bit.
Let's do it.
Dear God. $5,000.
You spend your night on sleeping on the ground, a single tear rolling down your eye from the loss of the shit stick. But you have your blankets covering you, and you wake up in the morning and make your way down the stairs of the dilapidated apartment in which you live in and work out of to your car. What's your car look like? What's the Supero Naturals car look like?
It's the Ecto one. It's just the Ecto.
It's the Ecto 1.25.
That's it.
It's like a Volvo station wagon.
Go ahead and give me a technology roll.
Why do I have to have a...
See how good...
God damn it.
See how good this Ecto 1 is.
It's a amazing Ecto 1.
It's incredible.
I got a 4.
A 4?
Fair.
So... describe the mostly positive result of your of the Ecto-1.
It's
and
the Ecto-1 from
then,
Ghostbusters 2
but you
with
must
the top
also
thing.
Include a negative or humorous thing about it.
It the bumper sticker is wearing off a little bit. There you go. Besides that, it's perfect condition. It has everything working. No hitches, nothing.
It's a beauty.
Beauty.
It's a beaut.
Beauty. My Bernie Sanders sticker is wearing off a little bit. There's the,
exactly. There's
did,
the, you're not quite feeling the burn like it was a few months ago.
There's the humorous effect. It says feel the butt because half of it's
feel
worn
the urn.
The urn.
Feel the urn.
Feel the urn.
Feel so, the urny.
So you get into the Ecto-1 and realize that, and you see it's perfect condition, you flip on all the lights and are immediately pulled over by the police.
Why?
Because it's illegal.
Hey!
Light show.
What the fuck's your problem?
So
hey, pig! That? What's your problem, huh? You gonna pull me over? I'm in the middle of getting to my job here, huh?
Trying to make a living, man.
Yeah, how about you bust some real criminals? Not somebody with a light show on their car, you idiot. What's your badge number? I'm gonna have you fired. There
Cole,
you go.
Cole goes, I just got this job, you guys. Come on!
Your badge is mine. I'm taking it. Give it to me.
No!
He gives me his badge in shame and then just walks off as I kick the windows in of his cop car.
Give me
a... Take a shit on the hood. Then we leave.
So that all happens.
That's how that encounter goes. Let's get to the ghost busting.
You kick the windows in, you steal his badge, you have a police officer's badge now. As you make your way towards the outskirts of town, towards the more rural areas of Oregon, you come down a dirt winding road up to an artisanal farm where you see a woodworked sign reading Jelly's Gems and
Chickens.
Turkey, Chili's jams and turkeys. Enjoy.
It says chickens. You said he had chickens.
He had chickens.
Chickens.
Not turkeys.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Are you changing it to turkey because you forgot that you wanted to do a Thanksgiving aspect
of it? No, Thanksgiving
is
an aspect thing still. It's
but you just forgot.
Jelly, jams, and chickens. Enjoy.
Or you could just say jelly, jams, and poultry.
So you can add the turkey
so
monster
add the turkey
in
later
to have the Thanksgiving effect.
Yeah.
Fine.
I'm trying to
turkeys,
help you out
here.
This is your story. If you have an idea, I'm not going to change it.
Actually,
I'm just saying,
big,
I thought you were going to have turkeys.
Actually,
in
the
it.
Big thing about this game is I come up with a premise to kind of lead it, and then you guys come up with the ideas of what the hell you think this is, and it leads the story that way.
Oh, so there is minimal GMing in this game.
Not minimal, but
bare minimum. Because you want us to tell a story.
This is some true BMing.
Inspectors.
So as you approach up the winding and wood
like
road,
inspectors, you know what I'm saying?
Up the winding and
I get
dirt
it.
Road, you see sitting up there is the same man from before. Now he's in a pit. He's smoking a Michigan pipe.
Meerschaum
pipe has a sailor hat on and is wearing a full plaid suit. As he kind of waves at you as you approach, you see
so
roaming
in other
around.
Words, he's the coolest guy you've ever seen. In
you
life.
See roaming around.
Is what you're saying?
He's a real cool guy.
You see roaming around the farm is people gathering, checking out the jam selection, and looking at the turkeys. Some people are in yoga attire, leaving
turkeys.
Fuck. Chickens.
Are there chickens or turkeys?
They're
okay,
chickens.
Right now.
No, they are chickens.
Are they chickens or
yeah,
turkeys?
Yeah, they're chickens.
They're chickens.
Yeah. Looking at the...
Are they chicken turkeys?
Are they turkey chickens?
No.
Are they turduckins?
Wearing yoga attire, looking very disappointed.
Doing chicken yoga?
As you approach,
chicken
he
yoga.
Walks up to your...
Do you know how horrible that would be?
Just take a shit directly on your
shit
back.
Shit all over you. You'd be doing yoga and shit.
As he approaches chickens you, as they approach you, as you approach him... Making, he approaches you, he goes, we had another incident last night. It got the last of my goats.
The last of his goats? Then why does he need us now? He has
I
got no
a
goats.
Few goats left! But I'm worried that whatever is doing this will come back for my chickens, or God forbid, my jams.
Oh, I've never heard of a jam sucker.
Right? I don't want to be the first one to be jam sucked. Just sounds horrible.
That does sound pretty disturbing. That would be a...
suckling on my jam? I don't want that.
Oh! Okay.
I'd have to cut tail and run back and get more, and have Dad Daddy and Mommy, send me some money to start up again.
Something in the air that's fucking with my sinuses. Is that just me?
Maybe it's the country air.
I was recording, and I was just going like this the whole time, like as it progressed.
No, there's something. There's something. I feel a little.
There's something like
snowflake. There's too much moisture,
my
and there's something going on. It mixed the storms of.
It's like Jesus.
Storms have probably made something bloom.
I think I have a problem with mold or something. I don't know.
Well, then you should move out of this house.
Well, are you done with your talk, gentlemen?
Yes, we were just having a discussion.
Yeah, they're sucking jam. Let's go.
Let's go.
About goats.
Jam
goats are dead.
Jam sucker.
They're coming for your cock and jams. So let's get to it.
My cocks as well?
Yes.
Dear Lord, that would be a disaster.
Call me your cock jam.
No, that's only during summer I do those special jams. So as he makes his way towards the goat pit.
Now we've lost more people.
I
can hear people turning off the podcast as we're and it's not even out yet.
The strings of the future
click
going
click.
Uninstall.
Unsubscribe.
I really hope they're not. We're trying our best.
Just joking, Cole.
By the way, with any season, if you don't like these, just skip to the next season or re-listen to something else.
We've got more shit where this came from.
There's whole other
episodes. If you don't like the shit you're hearing now, just give it 10 minutes. There'll be all new shit.
Exactly. Check out Fiasco. That was a shit show, but great.
Yeah,
we're great.
We are great. What are you talking about?
So, you make your way to the goat area. And you see the massacred bodies of small goats across the ground.
No.
What do you wish to do as he goes? Well, this is the scene of the crime. I kind of sectioned it off with some tape. I think.
Okay, so we'll start looking around, see what's happening.
Yeah, what are you doing?
See if there's we'll start looking the ground, look for footprints.
We bust
look
out
for any scat.
Our black light.
Yeah, we'll put on our special...
I use my expert tracking to look for...
You put on those yellow sunglasses, right? That work with the blue light thing,
mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Go ahead and roll academics, whoever wants to, as you're kind of looking for...
I have a two.
Clues and things like that.
What do you have?
For what?
Academics.
Academics. I think my academics is okay. It's a 3.
Roll 3.
Alright, give me 3 good dice, not 3 shitty dice like I had last time. I'm going to use these pink ones because they look fabulous. Fabulous. I got 4, 3, and 2, so 4.
4. Describe the mostly positive result of your action, but you must also include a negative or humorous effect.
Of what, during our search?
Yeah.
The positive is there's some tracks. Maybe some things that we see that look disturbed that kind of give us a clue towards something. Negative is we're walking all around like goat and chicken shit, and it's disgusting.
Your
That's
shoes
a negative.
Are ruined.
Yes. It ruined a perfectly good pair of Clark Desert boots. God damn it.
You see a single tear rolls down the gentleman's face as he sees that.
Yes.
You're walking around, your shoes begin to smell like goat and chicken shit. But
they'll
as
never
you're
be
looking
the same
around,
again.
You do see tracks,
uh-huh.
3 like pronged like feet throughout these tracks. You see feathers covering the ground as well.
Oh.
I thought
he was eating goats. Why is there feathers?
There's bodies of the goats and you see feathers. Some feathers mixed in there.
There's goat feathers?
Goat feather?
You see bodies of goats and some feathers in there. Not many.
Oh my god, the chickens
some.
Are eating the goats.
Are the
bro.
Chickens revolting?
You see that
the chickens are eating the goats.
You see that the tracks lead off towards a wooded area.
The chickens
oh
don't like
god.
That the goats
it's
are getting all the attention.
Guys, bro. It's back. Mm. Poultry guys is back.
So
we follow the feather.
You follow the feather and the footprints?
Yeah.
As you follow them, they lead you into the dark, encroaching woods.
Encroaching.
You see all
encroaching.
Of... You hear the faint whispering of the wind through the leaves.
Bad.
And it's bad. Leroy Brown.
Bad as bad. did.
So I want you guys to give me a stress roll.
Okay. What is that?
That's on. Yeah. Well, how do we do that?
You roll a. So it's basically you're being stressed out because of like what's going on right now.
Why?
It's
we're
like,
just following chicken feathers.
Yeah, something that killed feet and feathers of something that massacred about 10 goats.
But they're goats. We have guns. Why do we? Why are we?
It's a little stressful.
Why aren't we making some nice shawarmas with
this?
Go
ahead and give me a. Just roll a d6. One d6.
One d6?
Yeah.
Give me a good dice.
One.
Give me a different color. These are all stupid.
D6.
Here's one. Nope.
Nope.
There we go. I got a 4.
Annoyed, suffer a 1 dice penalty to your next skill roll, no matter where or when you perform it. So,
can I see the negative effects of each roll?
It's on your sheet, too.
Stress roll. Too cool for school.
Yeah.
You gain a point of cool and suffer no real stress. No effects, you just don't care. Annoyed.
Yeah.
Lose a die from an appropriate... Lose 2 dice from an appropriate skill... Complete total, lose your cool and lose a number of dice equal to the number of stress dice rolled. Holy, yeah.
Yeah, so you take the lowest dice from when you roll any stress
dice. To the number of stress dice rolled. What does that mean?
So I made you only roll 1, but I can make you roll up to, like, 3 or 4. 5 is if I'm just being a dick. But it should never go above, like, 3 to 4.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Dad?
I have to roll 2?
Yeah.
Cool.
Both of you are rolling.
You got it. 1 die?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Nothing bad happened to Rowan, really? He's a little stressed?
Oh, I got fully stressed. I'm
total
one.
Nuclear meltdown.
I shit my pants. Because he followed some chicken feathers.
I shit my pants.
But he only loses 1 die from... You only lose 1 die.
Yeah.
From one of your things.
Okay, take off from...
Too hot to handle. Too cold.
Take it off from tech because you got higher tech. I'll lose it from that.
They're called the Ghostbusters and they're in control.
Thank you.
All right. So, Rowan, your character is walking through the woods. The way you hear a rustling of a bush shoot by you at unnatural speed. And you kind of look
a bush?
Over.
A
little
shot
stressed.
By it?
You know, like rustling through bushes.
El Chupacabra?
Oh, okay. So,
and
something
both,
in the bush.
Yeah, you both are reacting to this.
Okay.
He looks over and is like, the hell was that? You take your gun out and just begin unloading into that bush.
Predator style.
Full predator style. Screaming. And you're like...
Arnold Schwarzenegger comes out from behind him and starts emptying into the...
You see about
Arnold doesn't have a minigun. You have a minigun.
Well,
he comes out and he's like, do-do-do-do-do, and then everybody else starts coming out. Poncho comes out with a grenade launcher. Carl Weathers comes out with an MP5.
There we go.
They're all emptying into the bush. And then, the minigun runs out. It's like... And they look. There's nothing.
And then they recede back into the tree line.
Didn't
you
hit
guys
nothing,
are
man.
Unsure of what the hell those guys were doing. You look around and see nothing there, though. As you reload your gun and make your way further and following the feathers and footprints, you opens up into a clearing where you see giant branches have been placed in a circle. You see within...
Not
the,
a circle.
In a circle.
Holy shit!
Within the center
it's
of
a circle,
this
bro.
Circle...
It's a circle.
Within,
we got a circle here.
Within the center of this circle, you see carved out of stone a large mammoth.
Phallus.
Slightly. Wow.
A
slight,
big wiener. Holy shit!
Slightly.
It's stone wiener.
Slightly curving.
Oh my god.
A giant.
To the left.
To the left. It resembles. Oh my god. Is that a giant egg?
Oh. Okay.
As you look at it, you hear rustling in the bushes from behind you. As you turn around...
It's ghost chicken!
As you turn around, we cut back to the farm, where he turns on his electric radio that he made from a old 70s kit, a crystal radio that he bought online, to seem authentic as music begins to swell up and play.
Ghost chicken.
Ghost chicken?
Ghost chicken.
Okay, thanks.
No, I'm
just... That's the sound of the radio starting up.
I thought you were just shushing us.
No, I was like...
Like, shut the hell up. I'm ending this podcast.
No, I'm
not. All right, this is dedicated to Billy Joe Shaver, who they did not put...
In the CMA
Awards.
Into
the CMA Awards.
Fuck the CMAs.
So let's go. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna catch tomorrow now. You're gonna wanna hold me just like I always told you. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Nobody here will ever find me, but I will always be around. Just like the songs I leave behind me, I'm gonna live forever now. You fathers and you mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. When this old world is blown asunder and all the stars fall from the sky, remember someone really loves you. We'll live forever, you and I. Dedicated, Billy Joe Shaver. Fuck the CMAs.
And welcome back. We hope you enjoyed that musical selection.
That was definitely Pearls Before Swine.
Yeah. Either way, we hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If wherever you're listening, please share it with your friends. Leave a rating and review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this, because it does help us out.
Heck yeah.
It means a lot. And thank you for keeping with us and listening. We hope that Halloween treated you well, and we hope that this month treats you well.
We hope you're all safe and healthy. Yeah. And I know it's a shit show out there, but you know what? Do your best to wear your masks and social distance. And some of you guys are stuck doing jobs where you can't do that as much.
Yeah.
And we support you 100%. Try to be safe. Try to keep yourself healthy and keep your families healthy.
Exactly, because you mean a lot to us, and we hope we help you get help. We're helping you out with this show.
And by the way, congratulations to Big Joe.
Big Joe.
Big Joe and Cammy. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for the best.
Exactly.
Friday the 13th. Happy.
Yes.
Happy Friday the 13th, everybody. This isn't releasing on Friday the 13th.
No, but it's our
Friday
the 13th.
But this is when we're recording it. Inspectors, check it out, I think, right?
Yep.
Check out Deadbeat Rowan for all your custom toy needs. Christmas is coming, motherfuckers. Get out those wallets.
On Instagram.
And if you're a fan of action figures, custom toys, and horror films, check it out, because he does a great job.
That's awesome.
I have more coming on the way. Yeah.
And if you like,
you want to get a hint at what's coming up?
And if you
The new video.
If the music that you hear on this show is
we're talking about your custom
action
figure. Tell
it! Not for you.
What?
My new thing is I had mentioned I'm probably going to do. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Well, we hope you enjoyed this, and as always, this was One Nerd, Two Noobs. Thanks, everybody. Oh, we haven't done it in a while, but a big shout-out to Joe Sherry, who made the intro.
Shout-out to Joe.
I listen to it every now and then before the show, and it's just great. It makes me feel happy.
Joe, good luck on your new place. We're excited for you.
Oh.
And you know what? We love you, folks.
We love you.
That's just the way it is, man.
We have a Patreon.
We have a Patreon.
Give me your money, goddammit!
Send us something.
Remember, if we get one patron, I'll say it. We have not yet.
Just
and
one.
I will not yet.
And you know what? And we want to say this. DM Cole if you need our address because, you know, Christmas is coming. We have nothing against gifts either.
Yeah. Or you can just send straight cash.
Yeah, straight
we'll
cash.
We'll take cash.
Too. And we will think of you as we buy gifts for ourselves.
Yeah, just give us an envelope of drug money that you,
yes,
you can't
exactly.
use.
Leave an envelope.
Hey, you know what? We take Bitcoin, too.
We don't.
You know,
we don't take
Bitcoin.
We don't.
I would.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know how Bitcoin works.
Yeah,
I don't care. Send us Bitcoins. We'll figure out how it works.
Fair enough.
You want to drop us a, you know, 150, 200 Bitcoins? We'll figure it out.
That's like $1 million.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Fucking A. Drop us one goddamn Bitcoin. Anybody give us a fucking Bitcoin, we'll give you a shout-out for
us
the
one,
rest of the series.
Give us like one-tenth of a Bitcoin.
No, that's like $50.
No, that's like a few $100.
Nah. Sure. Oh, I want at least one Bitcoin.
One Bitcoin is like $50,000.
Oh, that's why I want it.
Or Venmo, or my OnlyFans.
How much is a Bitcoin actually dropped?
Bitcoin is worth $16,189 right now.
So that's $1,600. That's one-tenth.
All I want is a fucking Bitcoin. Send me a goddamn Bitcoin.
Just send us $16,000.
So, with
or
that...
Just send us five Bitcoins. I'll never say another word again.
Fair enough.
It.
You well, can be in the podcast if you send us five.
You can have
the podcast.
If you
send us five Bitcoins, we'll fucking... I'll move out of my room. You can come move
yeah.
into the house.
Just come move in with us.
I'll live in a trailer in the driveway.
We'll go live in a van down
could,
by the river.
You could be the fourth member of... One
Nerd,
Two Noobs. Or, let's say this. If you, let's say you live in a penthouse in Dubai, and you're just bored, you could definitely send us tickets. We'll fly to Dubai. You can put us up in a beautiful, like, you know, one of those beautiful hotels that overlook the whole city. And we'll be glad to do One Nerd, Two Noobs from there.
Yeah.
You can live your dream being an Oregonian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll switch houses.
We'll switch houses. And you can come here and do your thing, man. We'll leave all the flannel that you'll ever need for your whole life in here.
Just give us your bank account number and
the
last three digits on
just
the back.
Just fund us.
That's all we need.
Just all your money.
Bankroll us.
And we will trade places.
Bankroll us.
If you want to be like Eddie Murphy and Coming to America.
Shit, yeah.
Just switch places with us.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Except the Dubai version.
Yeah,
exactly.
Either way, this was... One Nerd, Two Noobs, and we'll see you again next time, folks.
Got it.
Bye, everybody.
Be safe.
Later.